We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin Girls Basketball, Nick Eller, as the Tigers are moving on here in the Class 2A postseason as they win over their NICL West rival AGWSR. And coach had mentioned to me off air that's the first win over AGWSR for the Tigers since 2015. And coach, no better time to end that losing streak than in a win or go home spot in the postseason. How do you feel? You're moving on to a regional semifinal.
Super proud of the girls, and you're right, it's a great time to do it if you're going to keep your season going. I'll take it now over in the regular season, you know. Just proud of the girls, executed the game plan really well, did a good job of shutting down Smith and Cooper, who are really good players. Proud of the team, there's just a great team effort, so I'm proud of the whole group, and just thought, you know, the people we needed to play the way they did, and that was Allie and Ada and Ava Salvo and Grace and Alyssa Kicks, just that whole group there. It's been kind of a combo for a long time. Really did their job and played well. Then our bench came off and gave us some great minutes too. So just a team effort. Proud of the girls for executing the game plan and just wanted it more. And there's been many times we've come here and played right with them, and I thought they wanted a little bit more. And tonight we did. So that was fun to see.
We had talked about on the coach's corner on Saturday that this was going to be a dogfight, and the big thing for your team you had mentioned is limiting those spots where you were having scoring droughts, and your team did a really good job of that here tonight, limiting those scoring droughts and actually going on scoring runs and forcing the opponent to have scoring droughts.
Yeah, it's been our Achilles heel the entire year. And like I said, we've played a lot of really good basketball at times this year. You wouldn't know it sometimes by our record, but you play a three-and-a-half-quarter game that just kills you know, against a good team or a team that's, you know, can keep moving the ball and scoring. And we did that a couple weeks ago here. We did the same thing, played, I thought, about 3.5 good quarters and gave up about 5 minutes of basketball that we just got down by 8, and then boom, couldn't come back. So tonight, one of our best four-quarter games of the year against a good team and executed the entire time. And I thought, just like I said, we knew we had to want it more, had to have every loose ball, had to have all the jump balls, and I thought we won all those all night long, and that was the difference in, you know, kind of opening up that lead.
What a great balanced scoring performance for your team. By my unofficial stats, you had four players finish in double figures. You had Sheldahl with 20, 12 for Alyssa Kicks, 12 for Ada Eller, and 10 for Ava Salvo to pace your team.
Yep, that's exactly what we've got to have for us to be, you know, a team that keeps playing and plays our best ball. We've got to have, you know, everybody scoring. It's got to be pretty even like that. We can't have one of 20 or, you know, everyone else with 5. We've had a lot of games like that this year where we've struggled too. So just a great team effort. Everyone contributed. Everyone came to play. And I thought it was one of the few times we've had, you know, all 5 of our starters really clicking. And again, I think we can still play a lot better. We missed a lot of bunnies tonight. Missed some free throws. So there's tons of points to be left out there that we can still play pretty well with.
Final thoughts, coach, as you'll move on to a regional semifinal coming up on Friday. You'll take on either Pocahontas area or Dyke New Hartford.
Super proud of this group. Appreciate our fan support. I thought it was awesome tonight. I thought we had just as good a crowd as they did at a home game for them. So I appreciate our fans still sticking with us. Just proud of the girls for sticking with this season. We had some times where we could have mailed it in. You're in some tough losing streaks there and playing tough teams in the NICL. So just proud that they didn't put their head down, didn't throw the towel in, kept playing hard. I thought we were playing our best basketball here at this point of the year, and it showed tonight, and that's fun to see, and I'm just proud of the girls for doing that.
Well, coach, congrats on the win here tonight, your first win over AGWSR since 2015, and you're moving on here in the Class 2A postseason. Best of luck to you and your team on Friday night.
Appreciate it. Thanks for covering us.